out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east, if it ain't that time. Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. Whatever you're wearing, wherever you are, where you're sitting, standing, running, leaping on the toilet, which apparently happens frequently. Our fans are love to let us know they're listening to us while they're taking a shit.
Who does that?
We've gotten a few messages about that.
Oh, my God.
Yuck,
guys.
yuck. Listen to you guys on the toilet. Ha, ha, ha.
Hey, listen, that's nice. I mean, you know, thank you.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Friday. My name is Patrick Vile. Faithless Friday, by the way.
Oh, that's right. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and welcome to Faithless Motherfucking Friday.
Studio audience is thrilled. And
thank you, studio audience.
Very well choreographed.
We appreciate you. Kate?
You turn the sign on?
Right.
Turn the sign off?
Kate, get on that sign.
Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, crabdiving. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out.
Right.
Hopefully this show will be preserved for eternity. Yesterday's show, I don't know what happened. We had some software updates.
Was that you, Jesus?
And
was that you, God?
Something when we were done broadcasting our wonderful live show yesterday, my software told me, sorry.
How could God let something like that happen? Was God too busy to give a fuck about the Crab Diving podcast available on iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com?
Sure, he was helping Auburn win or something like that. That's tomorrow.
Oh, is it?
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, it doesn't cost you anything. If you want to help us by buying shit through our Amazon link, anything you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little tickle.
We get paid, baby!
Where it counts, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Where it counts.
Just helps us out here with a little commission, crabdiving.com/Amazon, and muchas gracias, los amigos.
Danke.
That already do.
So, and big muchas gracias. God damn it, man. Muchas gracias. I feel so stupid. Hey, shout out to At Atheist Match. Thanks for the retweet.
Puerto Rico.
Trump is the universal vaginal dehumidifier.
Yes.
I would think to a lot of people. Do you think he turns people on or
and,
no?
And saltpeter for those that like Peter.
Right, that's true.
The he was a little festivist-y today. We can start up before we get to the headlines. Apparently, he opened up with let's see, this would be holy shit!
Yeah.
So this is 4:48 a.m.
The year of our Lord. Oh wait, that was the wrong. Sorry,
the hour of our Lord.
The time.
The minute of our Lord.
The time of Jesus Christ.
And he retweeted,
yes,
Dan Scavino Jr. I don't know who the fuck Dan Scavino Jr.
That's
is.
That's funny. I was about to say, who the fuck is Dan Scavino?
It's his personal twiddle handle.
Twiddle.
Official handle. Okay. Make me look at your fucking official handle now.
Oh, my God. The official handle of the great Dan Scavino.
Oh, well. Director of social media and assistant to Donald Trump.
Nine. Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's a friendly... It's
the assistant media director, yeah. Social media director.
Here, I'm showing everyone the long, slow hand job I'm getting.
Oh, God damn.
Dan Scavino Jr. tweeted, while NFL ratings continue to plummet, not so thankful giant Oliver Vernon kneels during the national anthem on Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
While a master sergeant,
masturbated. And I'm like, well, that's taking
that's a little disrespectful.
Well, you know,
while a master sergeant of the United States Army sings at FedEx Field, this is Breitbart headline. So Dan Scavino Jr., some toady social media, the twant of the president,
fuck you, twant,
tweeted out a Breitbart fucking article.
Oh, God, classy,
says, not so thankful,
fuck you,
Giants, Oliver Vernon. Not only did he kneel during the anthem, but it was while a master sergeant of the United States Army was singing. Gasp! Oh, my God. String that Negro up.
Oh,
how
yes.
dare he disrespect?
It's as if this guy, the social media director of the Schittler, doesn't understand the Black Lives Matter movement. What do you think?
Nor does his boss.
Yeah.
Because...
Man, baby.
That penis wrinkle.
Ooh, yes.
Tweeted out.
Penis wrinkle.
Retweeted that at 4:48 in the morning and said, can you believe the disrespect for our country, our flag, and our anthem continues without penalty to the players?
Without penalty?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're black, you know.
Oh, geez. I didn't think that. I didn't think of that. Wow.
Then listen to this. The commissioner has lost control of the hemorrhaging league.
No.
Someone had to tweet that for him. There's no way this asshole who has misspelled three-letter words.
Said hemorrhaging right?
Right.
But you get a squiggly line when you type it.
That's never stopped him before.
That's
Kofifi?
True. Well, that's... Kofifi.
And then, players are the boss.
Yeah. Well, they are, aren't they? I mean, they are the entertainment.
This is the white Buona attitude, though.
Okay.
I'm the big white bus. All of you minions work for me.
God damn. He's just, God, is he just always a fuckhead?
Yes.
He's always set to fuckhead. That's
yes.
it.
We decided yesterday he ruins everything.
Yeah.
Everything and anything he speaks about, touches, shows up, everything he ruins.
He walks in a room and he's like, what can I shit upon?
Not like a German scat party.
No, not in a good way.
I don't know why it had to be German. Then he tweeted,
nine.
We'll be speaking to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan
okay.
of Turkey this morning.
About what?
About bringing peace to the mess I inherited in the Middle East.
Oh my God. Wow.
Then he said,
shut up, gobbler.
Then
this is
he
important.
Said, after turkey call, after turkey call, I will be heading over to the Trump National Golf Club.
Of course. Jupiter. A fucking course.
Jupiter.
Okay. On Jupiter.
I'm hopping in a rocket. I'm going to stop by that pedophile camp on Mars first.
Yeah.
Shake a few hands. Say right. hi to Denny Hastert.
Well, you've already got the pedophile vote, dickhead.
And play golf quickly. Parentheses, quickly.
Oh, okay.
Quickly. I'm playing golf quickly.
Is he really playing golf with Denny Hastert?
I was going to say Hastert's in jail, but he's not. He got out.
Not.
After turkey call, I will be heading over to Trump National Golf Club, Jupiter, to play golf quickly with Tiger Woods and Dustin Johnson.
Who the fuck is Dustin
then
Johnson?
Back to he's a probably another professional golfer, maybe?
God, who's into golf? Our president. Who gives a fuck?
Yep.
Do you like golf?
Looks
so shitty.
I've only played it a handful of times.
Did you like it?
only the last time when somebody finally gave me left-handed clubs.
Oh, what difference does it fucking make?
Well, it's a big difference. Try to hit a softball left-handed.
Well, I wouldn't. I would stand on the other side.
But you can't.
Why not?
Drivers and wedges are either left-handed or right-handed. The only thing that's by is a putter, and that's not even always.
You can't twist it around, dude. Nobody's ever thought of that in the history of golf.
Then the head is facing you.
Pro tip, if you're left-handed, twist the fucking thing around.
That's not how it works.
Bam.
So apparently I play golf better left-handed.
Oh, really? Well, you're left-handed. Then,
no, I'm kind of right-handed.
Okay.
Mostly right. Sort of right-handed.
Jesus fucked you up.
I'm ambidextrous.
Do you think that's a handicap? Oh, you're ambidextrous. You're both.
Yeah, and I use both hands.
Versatile podcaster.
After then back to Mar-a-Lago for talks on bringing even more jobs and companies back to the USA. Don't worry, I'll be working after I quickly play golf with Tiger Woods. He's black, you know. And
is he really?
Dustin Johnson.
Is Dustin Johnson a person of color?
Nope, white guy.
Oh, okay. You know the only reason he tweeted that Tiger Woods thing because he wanted to say, hey, everybody, look at my black friend. Look, guys.
Right. Ben Carson was busy.
Give me a round of fucking applause.
Then he
What's
tweeted.
Ben Carson busy doing? Reading up on HUD?
7 hours ago, he tweeted about the horrible, and he uses the word horrible, terrorist attack in Egypt.
Okay.
I mean, like 150-ish people or something.
God,
I mean,
damn,
horrible.
Man. What happens? Just like a bunch of bullshit?
A horrible and cowardly terrorist attack on innocent and defenseless worshippers in Egypt.
Okay. Innocent, defenseless.
The world cannot tolerate terrorism. We must defeat them militarily and discredit the extremist ideology that forms the basis of their existence.
Did he tweet that?
I'm saying no, but his account did.
There's some words in there I'm just not used to him using. Was this terrorist?
I think this is, I think Steve Miller got a hold of the
right.
tweet account.
Was this terrorist tragedy deal, was this a water job or was it not a water job?
It was not the water job.
Yes, yesterday's show was lost into the ether, but like, I gotta say, you did say it's a shame because.
Oh, I read that transcript.
Yeah, read some more of that today. Just reread it to the people that didn't listen, that weren't able to download the fucking show. Read some of that transcript, okay?
Trump speaking to the Coast Guard, was it?
Right. Actually, do you know what I did on the Book of Face in Twitter and our Tumblr crab diving? I'm putting up CNN did a rundown of the 13 best lines from his speech.
Oh, awesome.
Just go to that and read those. Let me see if I can find them.
Water, big water, ocean water.
Then he tweeted the final tweet, which is 3 hours ago. This sounds more like him. We'll be calling the president of Egypt in a short while to discuss the tragic terrorist attack with so much loss of life. We have to get, caps lock, tougher and smarter. Uncaps lock than ever before. And we will need the caps lock wall.
Oh, my God.
Look at how the terrorists killed 150 plus people in Egypt. We need a wall.
Explain to me how a terrorist attack in Egypt is germane to our
because
fucking deal with the wall
the
between
dummies,
us and Mexico.
They convinced the dummies that ISIS is streaming across the southern border like a virulent STD.
Virulent. Is ISIS our syphilis? You know what? That's interesting because all of the letters in ISIS are in the word syphilis. Kate, check that for me. Make sure that's correct.
Need the ban.
Okay. Need the ban.
God bless the people of Egypt.
There's no God. I don't give a fuck. It's Faithless Friday, okay?
It is Faithless Friday. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Unzip, let our atheism dangle out a little bit more than usual.
Yay!
In normal times, that is.
Right.
But, we are so besieged by Christo-fascist Dick Watery here in this country that it appears that it's Faithless Friday every day.
Oh, yeah.
Here on the show.
That's right. I'm going to find that CNN article that lists the 14 best lines of his speech from yesterday or whatever it is so you can read them.
Go into Hootsuite.
Yeah, I am.
Let's check out the headlines while Ryan's perusing the internets. Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline. November 24th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It's me.
HuffPost.
Oh, we eat.
I should not have beer before the show.
It's Friday. Why? It's Faithless Friday.
I get a little burpy.
Why?
There's a photograph over to the HuffPost of scant 20-minute drive, 25-minute, maybe half-hour-ish drive.
Right.
To the west is the most direct, the closest route for us to step into the puddle that is Alabama.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
We can also drive north-ish for about 40 minutes.
I just Facebooked you those lines from Trump's speech.
I found them. There's a picture of Roy Moore.
Fuck you.
And it says, Dem way in, stay out, question mark. I think I saw something about this earlier where they're speculating that right now the best tactic for Doug Jones is just to shut the fuck up in Alabama right now.
What?
And let Roy Moore implode. Shouldn't
he be out reminding everybody that Roy Moore is a big, fat,
but
fucking
when he
child
does,
molester?
Then Roy Moore just says, look at Mitch McConnell spending millions of evil deep state money
deep.
To prevent Jesus from taking over the country.
But we had the moral high ground. Come on.
Well, sure.
We generally do. Let's beat the fuck up.
Wait, don't we have the moral high ground?
All the time. I'm
saying. Republicans these days.
Let's beat the fuck up on some GOP motherfuckers. Let's do it. I love it.
This is Amanda Turkle's best chance to defeat Roy Moore may be for the Democratic Party to lie low, she speculates.
Now, God, that makes me nervous. Democrats gotta be doing shit.
Democrats are salivating at the chance to pick up a Senate seat in the Deep South when Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, they only think I'm a racist because of my name.
Well, that's part of it, dickhead.
When he vacated the position to become Attorney General, it seems safe to assume his successor would be a fellow Republican.
Fuck you.
Alabama is, after all, where Donald Trump defeated Democratic rival the most evil corrupt politician ever in the history of evil corrupt politicians, Hillary Clinton.
Benghazi, emails, comet ping pong, Pizzagate, spirit dinners.
Being facetious.
Yeah.
By nearly 30 percentage point, Trump won Alabama by almost 30 points. Holy fucking shit.
But you know what's so fucking funny? Part of the reasoning for selecting the golem that is Jeff Bosesh probably had to be that they would be like, well, surely that seat will be filled by a Republican. You know? That Senate seat.
Right.
Now look at it. Isn't this funny?
Well, yeah, hopefully.
Not funny that Roy Moore molested and abused all those children, but it's
but
funny.
But it's not a guarantee.
Oh,
that's
come on.
The sad part.
It's
One
not.
Would think that God. A corroborated, many corroborating accounts of a kid diddler.
Yes.
A young woman and girl sexual predator. One would think would be the line that would be it for the Republicans.
Right.
But it didn't stop him from becoming president.
Yeah.
That's not a bar. That bar was surpassed.
Hey, GOP dickbags, let's just review. It's not cool for an adult to have sex with a child. Right. I'm just so we're on the same page.
Correct.
Okay. Is this a controversial idea?
No.
It should not be. By the way.
And they talk about the Muslims. That's what's so funny. What about Mohammed, the kid rapist?
I don't know about that. I don't know about Mohammed, the kid rapist.
Is Roy Moore's middle name Mohammed?
It's neither here nor...
Who are you talking about?
Right, and it's neither here nor there, dickhead. We're talking about an Alabama Senate seat being filled by a guy that rapes kids, okay?
Right.
So and, fuck off.
And even, let's pretend that that didn't happen. Let's take that off the table. He was removed from the bench twice.
Yeah.
For being lawless. He has said
he
heinous,
sucks anyway.
Horrible things about gay people. He said heinous, horrible things about Muslims. Doesn't believe that Muslims... Even who cares what his fucking if he hates Muslims, he thinks they should not be able to serve in Congress or serve as politicians in this country.
Do you want a guy write laws in Alabama that had this that somehow was hanging out of the YMCA back in the day and somehow his brain was like, you know what? I'd really love to pick up some underage girls. How can I make that happen? Oh, I know. Let me walk around this YMCA with my shirt off, and surely I'll attract some 14-year-olds.
Blah.
That's his thought process.
Well, and
I'm assuming.
And they used to run.
The
stories were that they used to find places to hide when Roy Moore was lurking in the mall.
That's fucked up, man. Gobbler agrees. It's fucked up. It's all bad. And by the way, Twitter's ringing in at Marianne. Yeah, thank you. I am right. I'm right. Aquaman.
I don't know what you're right about.
Everybody, yeah, worship Aquaman. That's my religion. She saw Justice League. Big Aquaman.
What's thumbs up on the Justice League, Marianne? We didn't see that one yet.
Hey, Marianne.
I've seen mixed reviews.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Marianne, is Aqualad, Aquaman's young sidekick, is Aqualad in that movie? Yes or no? Let me know.
Yeah, Google Aqualad.
Aqualad. It's real fucked
Aqualad,
up.
Yeah. Aqualad apparently thought Robin was overdressed.
Aqualad! Right.
That's
from a different time, I guess, man.
The
call on Aqualad.
That was from back in the day when superheroes would have sidekicks that would give them massages.
Aquaman's like, hey, Aqualad, I'll pay you $20 to mow my seaweed.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with... you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Louis Gohmert, never disappointing.
I don't want to bring it up again, but he just rambled into that in an interview. He just rambled into that train of thought.
I have the moment before. I apologize.
The moment before.
Acting.
Right.
Acting exercise.
Hey, if there are any actors listening, do yourself a favor. Just live in the moment. Boom. I just saved you a shit ton on acting classes. You're welcome.
Well, yeah, but when you enter a scene or when a scene begins.
Right.
One should have had a moment before,
possibly,
in one.
Well, that's living in the moment.
Or at least make the people watching think there's a moment before. I don't give a fuck what's going on
in
the actor's mind as long as it is portrayed.
But if you're living in the moment, what you just said is assumed.
Splurt you.
Splurt.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that the best way is to lay low. And just let that motherfucker burn.
Right.
Roy Moore.
Right.
Then any fighting back or pointing out is just the people of Alabama are like,
yeah.
If you say, you know what? You need to eat to live. You're lying. I don't believe you. It's it's part of lamestream media. You hate Jesus.
To vote for the Democrat in Alabama, you simply have to believe that it's wrong for adults to have sex with children. There you go.
Maybe.
Come on.
They were interviewing a bunch of Alabamians.
Alabamanese.
Alabamanites.
Alabamanese.
It's Alabamians, I think they call themselves. But they...
Fuck you.
Many of them were saying, well, I'm just not going to vote. Like, I couldn't, you know, Roy Moore, I can't vote Democrat.
But not voting is tacitly supporting Roy Moore, because you should be so discouraged, you should be so terrified that your state could elect a senator that rapes children that you should vote for the other guy. you know?
Well, yeah, right? And there are a few Republicans out there saying that exact thing, that not only is it their duty as civilized human beings to not support the kid diddler,
right,
but to actually actively vote against him, vote for his opponent, to make sure there's no fucking way he gets in.
Right.
So there's a couple of conservative authors or conservative pundits that were out there saying, I'm voting Democrat for the first time in my life because of this guy.
Right. I mean, fuck yeah, dude. I mean, that's what it should have happened with this fucking Trump, because it's the same situation. Only I think more people came forward about Schindler than Roy Moore, right? More people.
Well, 19, 18, 19, I think.
Yeah. What are we up to with little dickhead McGee over here?
Which one?
Roy Moore.
Roy Fucky. 7, 8.
Roy Moore the Molester.
7, 8.
7 or 8. Okay.
7, 8, 9.
Okay.
And a whole bunch of people on the periphery who, like that former police officer who said she was warned. Keep an eye on Roy Moore, trolling the malls and the high school football games.
That's fucked up. That's the most insane shit ever.
So the headline over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Let's get a little monosyllabic.
Duh.
It says, ready to rumble.
Yeah.
And the headline leads to a story in... Why would you... Well, anyway. It's a story in The Sun.
Yes.
.co.uk.
Hello.
Which I believe is Rupert Murdoch's shit rag over across the pond.
Jolly good.
Right? Wasn't that the one that was
absolutely
sued for hacking into people's cell phones and shit?
They were listening in on fucking phone calls.
Yeah, we're looking
man.
At you, Piers Morgan.
Right.
Piers Morgan, you slime ball.
Dickheads.
But
fuck knockers.
It's a story about something about violence in America. I guess this is their vision of America right now.
Right.
Healthgate. The headline at The Sun says, "Bullets fly on Black Friday."
Oh, yes. Is that true? Or?
Black Friday 2017 shooting sees teen shot outside U.S. shopping center as mass brawls break out.
Oh, my God. Where is this?
A 19-year-old received life-threatening injuries after being shot in the car park of a shopping center in Columbia, Missouri.
What's a car park? The parking lot?
Yes.
Man, them people in the UK have weird ways of saying shit.
Elsewhere, dramatic melee was partially captured in Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
A 19-year-old boy received life-threatening injuries after being shot in the car park of the shopping center in Columbia.
Ouch.
Which was open late as shoppers queued for bargains.
They queued?
Last night.
Were they queuing for bargains?
Another mall.
Queuing?
Hoover, Alabama?
Hoover. I don't know where that... They make vacuum cleaners there.
I would think not. I think it just probably sucks.
Hoover.
Hoover. Thanks, everyone. We'll be
here
all week.
Anybody from Hoover's listening, let us know. At Crab Diving, does your town suck?
Hoover is south of Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Slightly south of Birmingham. One could say a suburb.
Okay. Hoover.
Another mall in Hoover, Alabama, saw violence break out where stores were forced to close early.
Oh, my God, guys.
After things descended into violence yesterday. Happy fucking Thanksgiving.
What? Where? What store?
Well,
what were people buying?
Fuck these stores and these assholes right in whatever hole they don't want.
Sure.
For...
Right in your ears.
For opening on Thanksgiving night.
Oh,
fuck
I know.
You, you assholes.
I know.
You greedy twuntwaddles.
I mean, that's... I mean, think about, you know, your family, all the time you spend with your family growing up and what memories you have. It's generally from like Christmas, Thanksgiving, maybe Easter.
All the good fights.
Yeah, all the good fights. You're right. But, you know, somebody has a shitty job at Radio Shack. Yeah, they're going to make you come in and work. That's supposed
right.
That's time with your, it's special time. Do you know what I mean? Okay, the Heimlich maneuver. What are you drinking over there?
Some sweet tea went down the wrong hole.
That's not so sweet. Aren't you drinking a beer, too? Do you have a beer?
I'm double fisting it.
Ooh, jeez. Impressive.
Hey, it's Friday.
Right. Stretch out a little.
Oh, my God. Footage. This is in Alabama.
Fuck you.
Footage shows women punching, kicking each other amid racks of clothes. And one allegedly threw a shoe that hit a baby. Well, that's awful.
Oh, my God. You know, America, I think if I'm in charge, I'm saying, you know what? Sorry, guys. No more Black Friday. No stores are allowed to be open.
Oh, my God.
It's just not worth
it. Some of the pictures of these. There's even in Brazil, there was chaos. There was chaos at this shop in Sao Paulo, Brazil, where shoppers fought over TVs. It's like a riot. Desperate bargain hunters fighting for Black Friday discounts in Brazil.
They're fighting over fucking TVs.
Yeah. Apparently they're using the TVs to fight each other.
It's just a goddamn TV, you know?
Your TV might not make it out if you're using it as a weapon.
How much are you saving? That looks like Braveheart.
Right. What is wrong with people?
That looks like Braveheart and Walmart. You're going to save $50 on a fucking television?
Yay, capitalism.
You're
going to
go through that?
Yay, capitalism.
Don't you read a fucking book? Do we have anybody fighting over books anywhere on any of these pictures?
Oh, yeah. yeah, a lot of that going on.
God, that's fucked up.
So that's over at Drudge, Season's Beatings.
Is that what they say? God.
Shoppers punch, kick, scream, baby hit with a shoe.
Oh, yeah. A baby is hit with a shoe. See how much we hate children? We're going to elect a child rapist to the Senate in Alabama. Now some baby's getting hit with a shoe the day after fucking Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. We got people faking Walmart uniforms.
Oh, shut the fuck
up. To sneak in to before the crowds.
Shut the fuck
up. No, there's a person with a blue Walmart vest.
Oh, come on, guys. Really, what are we doing?
We're selling these Walmart vests for $100. Use it to skip lines during Black Friday.
That is. Hey, listen, you know what? Kudos to whoever is selling those fucking vests. I mean, that's kind of smart. That's ingenious.
What have
ingenious.
We become?
What have we become? Well, dude, we're racist, dickhead, Islamophobic, homophobic, transphobic, gun-loving, dickhead, butt hurt, fuck faces.
Theocratic.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
There's all kinds of fun.
We're fighting over TVs. To watch what? What are you going to watch on that TV that's so great? All those people that are beating the shit out of each other for a TV, what are they watching? Fucking Gossip Girl?
I don't know that Gossip Girl is still on.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Absolutely. Kate. Ring up Gossip Girl.
How dare you? Do yourself a favor. Go over to our Facebook page. There's a story that I shared from the Mother Jones. It's a long read, and it's a long, horrific read. This is a journalist that basically went undercover in Mississippi, I believe.
Eat my dick.
And went to work as a seasonal employee at one of these. It's got to be Amazon. They don't
say who it is.
They don't name the facility. They give it a pseudonym.
Right.
She calls it Amalgamated Product Giant Shipping Worldwide, Inc.
Oh, my
gosh,
God.
I wonder who it might be.
Fuck you.
And it's just horrific. It's the way people are treated, the way employees are treated. The stuff that they're expected to do, it's just awful. It opens up. Don't take anything that happens to you there personally. The woman at the local Chamber of Commerce said, when I tell her tomorrow I start working at this place, she winks at me and I stared at her for a second. What? I asked, why is somebody going to be mean to me or something? She smiles. Oh, yeah.
Ah, God.
Oh, yeah.
What? Why?
She says, but look at it from their perspective. Now, this is a Chamber of Commerce asshole from the evil corporation.
Okay.
They need you to work as fast as possible to push out as much as they can, as fast as they can. So they're going to give you goals. And then you know what? If you make those goals, they're going to increase those goals.
God, I hate the way our country is set up. We are doing it wrong.
But
doing it wrong.
They'll be yelling at you all the time. It's like the military. They have to break you down so they can turn you into what they want you to be. So they're going to tell, for minimum wage, right. BT dubs.
But you're
so they're going to tell you, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, and try to make you work harder.
They're shipping tube socks. I can order tube socks. It's going to be here in two days. I don't, if I know someone's yelling at someone to get me my tube socks in 2 days, get them to me in 3 days. Oh, yeah. I don't want that person yelled at.
You're un-American.
God damn it.
Don't say this is the best I can do. Say I'll try. Even if you know you can't. Because if you say this is the best I can do, they'll let you go.
Let you go where? Fire you?
Yeah, they hire and fire constantly every day. You'll see people dropping all around you, but don't take it personally and break down or start crying when they yell at you. They'll fire people for crying.
Oh, my God.
Because they don't want to deal with emotional people.
Are we humans? See, this is the last step before everything's automated, right? I mean, they want people to be robots.
Right.
I mean, you don't think it's hard enough? I don't know what it's like to work in one of these Amazon facilities. I can't fucking imagine.
It sounds like a Chinese work camp.
Right. It's got to be miserable. You probably feel like crying anyway with no one yelling at you. Oh man, all you're doing is stuffing shit in boxes that somebody's buying that doesn't give a fuck about you.
And they take advantage of people. This, she says, well, what do I do if I start crying? Are they really going to fire me for that? Yes, she says. There are 16 other people who want your job. Why would they keep a person who gets emotional, especially in this economy?
Wow. We got it. Damn it.
Fuck the workers.
We need
fuck the people.
We need a revolution, but a good revolution. A revolution where we have somebody elected like me. And I'm gonna go on television and I'm gonna tell the country, I am sorry for what we're going through. I am sorry we're so racist. I'm disgusted that we have child rapists running for office. No more of this shit. I'm going to Sweden and I'm finding some fuckhead there and I'm making them make our country like Sweden. Get over it. It's going to be great.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
And by the way, speaking of fires, I want to have everybody sitting around fires playing drums, getting high, sitting around fires playing the recorder, playing drums, maybe some tambourines.
Mandated chilling.
I love that. Holy fuck! You're going to be my somebody. You want to be in it? You want to be in charge?
No, I'll be in a gulag.
No, you will not. Yeah, I will. You'll do what I say.
Exactly. I'll be in a gulag.
You're the prime minister of mandated chilling. We got to get these local marijuana growers up and going. We got to get this local marijuana thing.
Well,
up,
Jeff Bosash, I mean? There's another story, I believe, over to our Facebook. It may have dropped yet, but that Jeff Bosash is stealthily trying to go after medical marijuana.
That is not cool. We're going to take... This is fucked up, man. How do we get these dickheads, these puritanical religious freaks out of our government? Because to me, it seems like they just want everybody to have a shitty time. Why do we have a factory... an Amazon factory yelling at people, making workers cry. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. That's insane.
And by the way, they hire you through temp agencies so they can pay you as contracted labor. They don't have to pay for benefits anything.
You know
and
what?
Fire you for anything.
Yeah. And so these evil temp agencies, they just make shitloads of money. They just keep sending people these fucking shithole jobs. You know what we got to get rid of in this country? What? Why don't we have laws against companies saying, guess what, if you order Domino's and you don't get your pizza in 30 minutes, you get it free. Fuck that. You know, that hurts. That hurts the guy delivering the pizza, because then they're probably not going to get tipped.
Or probably comes out of their paycheck.
Yeah, or you get dinged for it or some bullshit like that. And Amazon, no more next day, no more same day. You know when you get your tube socks? In a week. Just deal with it. Who gives a fuck? And then nobody gets yelled at.
It's a long, terrifying read. It's exactly as horrible as you would think it is. She's treated badly. She's overworked. She's punished for meeting her goals. Her first day there, she said, this is bad for people like me, because she's like an overachiever and, right. and stuff like that. So she's like, okay, fucker, you give me a goal, I'm going to hit that goal. And she hit her goals and they gave her extra work.
And then if you don't hit that goal, you're fucked, right?
They yell at you. Yeah, they keep raising the bar. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, there's nothing good about that. That takes great people. That takes good workers. It literally, they're just wringing every last bit of productivity out of them until they're husks of human beings. You can just throw them on a pile. Using people up. You got to be human. We're not robots. Are you a fucking robot?
Well, and they will be. There will be a point when the robots are just, everything's going to be cheaper by robot, and that's when we need to grow the fuck up as a society and give a Brazilian wax to these fucking capitalists.
That's right.
That are sucking all the livelihood out of the world.
You know, and the Brazilian wax at first on this country will hurt.
Yeah, rip that shit off.
But in the long run, it'll be better. You know, it'll be better. Life will be, to continue the metaphor, smoother.
I mean, again, why do we have to deal in the tiniest bit with Ivanka and Don Jr. and Eric Trump? Why do the third and fourth generation fucking Waltons right now still have the power over the second largest employer in the goddamn country? Why are the Rothschilds four or five generations deep into billions and billions of dollars of banking money?
Donald Trump.
Why?
Listen, I wouldn't want to have a conversation with any of Trump's kids. But they're in charge of shit in our country. You know what I mean? Why?
Right. They're maroons.
We need to get these robots going and then get a guaranteed minimum salary. Then have the robots do all the shitty things.
Right.
And then we can just be a great society where we are just literally sitting around the campfire.
Star Trek.
Listen to each other's music and shit. Yeah. Star Trek, man. A holodeck. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sounds amazing.
Thanks for joining us. It's already getting dark. I hate that daylight savings time going away thing.
Yeah, you know what? I'm getting rid of that, too. Fuck that shit. I hate it. I agree.
One of the main headlines from the last day or two.
Fuck you.
Is that Trump should be shitting his big boy pants a little more. because now there was a story that they're speculating. All the signs are pointing to Mikey Flynn.
Hey, little Mikey.
Lock her up. Lock her up.
God, what a fuck face.
A New York Times report gave evidence that security advisor Michael Flynn is either already or preparing to cooperate
right.
and possibly flip on somebody bigger. Because the only way he might be offered a dealio is if he's got something to offer.
He's got to have something.
And what happened is that Flynn's lawyers notified Trump's scumbag lawyers that they're no longer going to be discussing the special counsel's investigations. What happens in cases like these, all the lawyers for all the different camps share notes what they know
to
try to help each other out. And they've been doing so, apparently. But now Flynn's lawyers are like, no more info for you.
Bye-bye.
Which could only mean...
it's bad for Schindler.
Right. It doesn't necessarily mean he's flipped, but it does mean they're at least, at minimum, negotiating with prosecutors, which means he's got to have something bigger to give up. Yeah. Because if it was just a lateral move, if it's like, we got Ben Carson.
Yeah, baby.
Nobody cares. Even Jeff Bosesh. I don't know if that would be enough.
I mean, the Ben Carson would be kind of funny, right? I mean, some level.
I went to Moscow.
You know what I would do if I was Mueller?
To Vladimir.
Right.
Putin.
When I hear Ben Carson talk, I just, you know that part in Pulp Fiction where I believe it's, is it Eric Stoltz takes a pen?
Sure, and does
the Sharpie sure, on the Watson face's the chest.
Intracardiac, yeah.
On Mia Wallace.
Sure.
I want to do that.
Break through the sternum.
Yeah. Don't you think Ben Carson needs that?
An adrenaline rush?
Or have a sink, a motherfucker! Wake up!
So there are also reports he's concerned about his son, that he may flip because of that. And that
Mikey Flynn's son.
Mike Flynn, yeah. That his shitbag of a son is also implicated because his shitbag of a son was his chief of staff. And his stupid son was the one that was tweeting all the Pizzagate shit.
You know, here's
Pizzagate.
Let me sum up Trump. Hey, guys, I'm going to have a government and I'm going to fill it with the worst fucking people on the fucking planet. And let's see what's let's see what happens. That's what happened.
Yeah.
If I was Mueller, you know what I'd do? I'd get all my shit together. And I dropped that bomb. You know what I dropped the hammer down on the Trump? Fucking motherfucking Jesus' goddamn birthday. Christmas Day, baby. Christmas Day! I send him an
don't
indictment.
Make people.
Fuck that.
Don't make a process server work on. Well, I guess you could find a Jewish process
oh,
server.
Oh, yeah. But you know what, my friend? I got a friend that serves. He's a process server. He serves papers for court and shit like that. He served someone divorce papers on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day.
Wow.
And I was like, how did that go? He goes, oddly enough, it was great. He goes,
you told me that before. They knew it was coming.
They knocked on it. He handed in the papers and everybody celebrated.
Oh, well, that's evidently it was a present then.
Merry Christmas. Christmas Day. Serve that shitler the papers.
So also this business with. They think that Mueller may have insulated that this also means that the lawyers doing that indicates that they don't think a pardon is on the table anymore, or they can't pardon him because they've got something state level on him.
On Mike Flynn.
Yeah. And they're looking at that bullshit with Turkey now. The AG in New York is looking at those charges that Mike Flynn might have wanted to put a black bag over the head of a guy who's here on a visa, throw him in a black van
right.
And rendition him. We don't do that here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're not supposed to.
But if you're like Mike Flynn, you sit around watching 24 all day, you got a little legal pad, and you're writing down, I'd like to try that. Jack Bauer did that. I'm going to do that.
Wasn't it the day of the, what was the day of the election or something like that, that Mike Flynn wrote an op-ed? An op-ed that was published in major newspapers that said, we need to get this guy and send him back to Turkey.
Why does he do that?
Nobody could figure out. I remember nobody could figure out at the time, like, what? What is this about? Why has Mike Flynn got such a hard-on for this cleric that Erdogan hates, that he blames as a somebody who was instrumental in starting that coup against him?
Yeah. Do you think John Oliver's right? Do you think this is stupid Watergate?
Oh, yeah, there's some Carter Page.
I mean, why do you write that? What, if you're in the middle of maybe some operation where you kidnap a dude and you deliver him to Turkey, why do you write a story about it that's going to be published in a paper? Why would you want to draw attention to that?
Well, and knowing that you've got a spot in the administration, probably. I mean, I don't think he'd been hired yet at the time, and obviously Trump hadn't won. But
am I understanding that right? Mike Flynn was engaging in some scheme to nab a dude.
Yeah, well, and he was on the payroll too
of Turkey.
Thank you,
Gobbler. I'm thankful for Gobbler this Thanksgiving.
That's one of the things they've got him on is not registering as a foreign agent. And one can't be a foreign agent if you're going to be the national security advisor.
Oh, yeah.
There's
okay.
A slight conflict of interest there.
You can't moonlight for another fucking country. It's just weird to me. It's like, why would you write that article?
They're not bright.
But that's self-destructive.
They're not
isn't
bright.
It?
They don't
I
hire
mean, that's
the
clearly
best.
Like, okay, guys, we don't want to draw attention to what we're doing. So maybe nobody write an op-ed about it.
Well,
it doesn't make any sense. Who the fuck are these people?
They're dumb. Who wanted to go work for Trump? No, nobody of any scruples or ethics or honor.
Trump's like, can we get some people in the cabinet without hoods?
The on the MSNBC, they even had one of the Watergate prosecutors from back in the day on.
Yes.
And she used to be general counsel of the Army.
Nine. Okay.
Nine. Of our army.
It's scanned. You know what I mean?
Jill Winebanks is her name.
Winebanks.
She explained that she thinks, well, why would Flynn be cooperating now?
I don't know.
Quote, one would be to protect himself and his son. The other is that he doesn't trust the president to be able to pardon him because otherwise he could rely on that instead of cooperating.
Oh, shit. That's got to be what's going on here.
She says, I think the reason for that may be the state charges possible on talking about kidnapping Gulen, the Muslim cleric.
Oh, shit.
That could explain why he's cooperating instead of waiting for a pardon. The need for protection that you can't get pardoned for a state crime.
Did they, about this Gulen guy, did they actually kidnap him?
No.
It didn't get that far.
Correct.
Oh, then what's the big deal?
But they took meetings about it.
Is that bad? They took meetings about it?
Well, yeah. Conspiracy to commit a crime is a crime.
So if I say at Vile Experience, I'm thinking about kidnapping somebody, meet me at Waffle House. We'll discuss it. Is that illegal?
That could, yeah, conspiracy.
Even if we don't follow through to do it?
Yes. If we intend to commit a crime like that.
If there's intent, because I talk about shit.
They don't wait for you to blow something up before you blow it up. They can't charge you with blowing something up that didn't get blown up.
If they
you
can
get charged with conspiracy.
There's real intent to actually fucking do it. So these lunatics were actually going to put a guy in a black van. 24 style.
They were floating that idea, sure. And
damn,
possibly for money.
Nuts.
Wasn't set like $17 million? Wasn't that the number or something?
Was it
that was
purely
floated
for
around?
Money? It wasn't for any kind of political reason. It's money.
I don't know. I don't necessarily know that Flynn's a real believer in the Turkish matters. I think he was a gun for hire, a whore.
So it was. I feel like I'm rehashing info that we've probably already been over on previous episodes of
Crab
Diving.
Yeah.
iTunes, Stitcher, Happy Thanksgiving, blah, blah, blah. Was Mike Flynn strapped for cash? Is that why he did this? $17 million to kidnap somebody?
No.
That seems like enough. I mean, do you get the money up front?
She said of Mueller.
Yes.
That I think he's taking the right steps. I'm sure he will have had a proffer of evidence from Flynn.
Proffer.
Before he would engage in conversations about a deal, which means you got to tell us what you got. And then we decide if it's worth cutting a deal.
Oh, right, right. Mueller says, what do you have, Mike?
Right. And then he says, well, I'll go on the record saying this and this and this. And then they say, okay, let's make a deal. Now, if he says, I've got this, this, and this, and Mueller's like, meh, who cares?
Would Schindler have given a shit about the guy in Turkey, the cleric they were going to kidnap?
I don't think he gives a shit about anything except himself. No.
I mean, I'm just saying he wouldn't have been in on that, probably. Who fucking knows?
I don't know. Erdogan is one of his jerk-off fantasies. So
oh, is he really?
Somebody who's turning a democracy into a totalitarian dictatorship.
You think Erdogan was like, hey, Schindler, we need this guy nabbed and brought to Turkey.
No,
can
I think it was, hey, Mike Flynn.
Oh, okay.
I don't necessarily know that Erdogan had contacted Trump yet, but he was working through Flynn.
Because I could see Trump saying, oh, wait, you want one guy? Oh, I'm going to be president.
What are we going to get?
One fucking guy.
Are you going to help me build that Trump Tower in Istanbul? Then sure, we'll throw a bag over that guy's head.
I've done worse.
You can have him.
I've done worse to make a building happen.
And then Jill Weinbach's also said, unless Flynn can give him Jared Kushner, Don Jr., or the president, he's not of value to him.
Wow.
and he would prosecute Flynn for the numerous crimes that he's being investigated for. So if he's offering him a deal,
right,
she thinks he's only giving up either Jared, Don Jr., or the vice president. I think I'd throw Pence in there.
Yeah, yeah. Pence
as somebody
great.
that's hitting upward from right. where Flynn is.
Now, if Pence goes away, we're looking at President Paul motherfucking Ryan, correct?
I just can't imagine if Trump and Pence are both removed.
Yes.
I really think we need a mulligan. I think the country's just going to have to take to the streets
but the
and demand a mulligan because it's such bullshit. If we find out that it is an illegitimate election.
Right.
Which is what I don't understand why all this time, I guess just to keep their cards close in, why the Democrats have been saying, well, nobody's disputing the fact that Trump won.
I don't know. But, that makes me insane.
But, or, you know, we don't know how much influence they had over the actual counts and things like that.
You know why? Because they don't fucking, the Democrats don't want to look like
Alex Jones.
They don't want to look crazy.
Yeah.
And they're worried about perception. But they're not saying what's true and real. What's true and real is that no one can say for certain Trump was elected fairly. You just can't, looking at what we know.
And then Jill Weinbanks was saying, well, this would answer basically why Trump, who seems to, I mean, has a total history of throwing whoever under the bus that is remotely advantageous to him.
Right.
Plunging daggers in the backs of everybody he does business with. Why all of a sudden is he trying to hide Mike Flynn under his moves? Why is he trying to nuzzle Mike Flynn? Why did he kick out Jeff Bosesh and Spicy and all the boys and be like, I want to say something to Jim Comey alone for a minute, guys. Can we be alone together? And then he said, look, Mike Flynn's a great guy. Can't you just drop this?
Mike Flynn knows deep shit on Schindler. That's the only explanation. That's the only fucking thing that makes
sense. Jill Weinbanks says, I'm suspecting because Donald Trump protected Flynn so much, he knows something really significant about the president or his son or his son-in-law. Right. And that's the only reason the president would have been so concerned about him in particular. I'm not even saying he knows. I don't think the president would be, can you help Mike out if it was just Jared or if it was just his kid? I have no doubt he would fling his own DNA under the bus, his own crotch spawn
in a
millisecond. That man has no loyalty, no honor to anyone.
He is worried about going to jail.
And if it looks like Ivanka's hubby can be flung under the bus to protect himself.
Fuck it.
Watch the flinging. And Don Jr., watch the flinging.
Listen, I made...
I didn't know what he was doing.
Right. Listen, my prediction was right. And it's going to be true.
He's going to fire Mueller?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that. Oh, absolutely
I'm
that.
I'm getting that dollar.
Huh?
No, I'm going to get that dollar.
Bullshit. I wait, where did we put that dollar, by the way?
I think you spent it on something. We're going to have to... You're going to have to put your dollar up again.
There it is.
Baby. Where was that?
That's right. It's crumpled.
Looks like it was.
It spins the same.
Recycled from a strip club.
Predictions. Trump will flee the country via his private security force that he's surrounded by, and he'll live out the last of his orange movie days somewhere in some fucking chalet deep in tiger infested Siberia.
I don't know that Putin would want him.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know that Putin, because he hasn't delivered. He hasn't dropped the sanctions.
Yeah, that's true.
What is he giving Putin that he wants?
What wins have Russia? What's Russia gotten out of this?
Oh, nothing. Chaos. Well, chaos. That's a big bonus.
But to what end, though? They didn't. You're right. They didn't get those rights, those mining rights. That's not happening.
Trying to turn us against all of our buds in Europe and everywhere so that,
I mean,
which has worked, kind of.
If the Soviet bloc comes back, right, if Poland, becomes like a satellite country of Russia.
Which is what Putin would love. He's got a history of saying that the dumbest thing was the breakup of the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
For all these countries.
You know what's so funny, dude? The Republicans finally get their racist little man baby totalitarian dickhead in office. And at the end of this, gay marriage is still going to exist. Obamacare is still going to exist. They're not going to get their tax breaks. But on top of all this shit, you brought back the Cold War. You suck. I mean, what a shitty fucking party. They suck. You didn't get what you want, and you restarted the Cold War.
I'm wrecking everything.
Eat dicks. Fuck off. Burn in a non-existent hell, dickheads. You're so stupid. You didn't get anything.
So keep your eyes on that. That's the latest and greatest, is that they think that Flynn hath done, either already flipped or is in the process of flipping, and Trump must be flipping out.
Oh yeah, over it. He must be losing his fucking mind. I wonder what Flynn might know. Some weird shit too. It might not be like money laundering or like, you know, treasonous shit. Maybe it's pervy shit. Who knows?
Senator Richard Blumenthal, who was on, I forget which committee that's going, either the Intelligence Committee or Finance Committee. I don't remember which one he's on. I think the Judiciary Committee, none of the above.
Yes.
Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut said that from what he's seen, and this is, you know, he can't talk about the classified shit he knows.
Right.
So he's saying that from what he's seen alone, he thinks that Flynn is going to have multiple charges against
multiple.
Him.
Multiple. Okay.
He said it's a major development that Flynn has cut off contact with the White House.
Oh, shit.
The Jim Acosta at CNN asked him, Senator, is there enough evidence at this point to indict Michael Flynn? Blumenthal said, based on what I've seen, Michael Flynn is in deep trouble.
Oh, shit.
He listed potential charges.
Right.
Perjury for lying to the FBI.
Oopsie.
And for lying to Vice President Pence about contacts with the Russians.
Does it matter if you lie to Pence? Why would it matter? It's just like lying to your boss.
Yeah, maybe not. Failure to register as a foreign agent working with Turkey.
You fucked up.
And possible tax criminal violations for taking payments from other countries from Russia and Turkey.
Right. Okay.
He says there are a series of potential charges here. I think he faces some serious exposure. And
oopsie.
If he's cut off talking,
right,
that means they may be dealing or already done dealt.
Damn.
And that means that they're not worried about, or they're not feeling like Trump would be able to protect him with a pardon.
Oh, shit.
Because why would he flip? Why would he talk if the president can, with his mighty pen, make it all go away? And he can't if there's state charges. There's not fuck all Trump could do about
Hello.
It.
See, I think Trump is going to flee with a little security force, live in some like secret evil fucking island or something. Like, you know, like some place that a Bond villain would live at.
You don't think you think he's too crazy and too narcissistic to pull the, oh, I'm sick card?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Because he prides himself on being virulent, maybe, healthy.
Right?
He's
virulent.
Hey, I see you some of those fucking lines from that speech on Facebook. We read some.
Oh,
It's like we only got an hour left. Please read a few, but I think he's got a lair with a bunch of that Tanner stowed away. He's probably got some, you know, some children to fuck with because these pervy GOP guys.
You don't think he's going to try to sneak Barron and Melania out with him?
No. Oh, God, no. Melania is not coming.
This is over at the CNN, the 13...
Failing CNN, right?
Failing CNN. The 13 most bizarre lines in Donald Trump's Thanksgiving speech.
What is wrong with him, man? He's so fucking crazy.
He gave one speech and there are 13 crazy, the craziest 13.
Oh, that's shit, not, dude.
That's, you know, there's a lot more.
Right.
Is this in order or?
I know not.
I don't know that there's any kind of order.
Number three is the good one, I think, if I remember correctly.
But if you were looking at it as a brand, there's no brand that went up more than the Coast Guard with what happened in Texas.
Why is the Coast Guard a brand? What does that fucking mean?
Their Q ratings.
God damn, what is that? That like, that just demonstrates, like, that guy has a fucked up way of thinking.
Yeah.
Why are you worried about the Coast Guard's brand? We all love the Coast Guard. It's the fucking Coast Guard.
Obviously,
they guard our coast.
He doesn't worry about the Trump brand.
Yeah, right.
You saved 16,000 lives. Nobody knows that. 16,000 lives. According to CNN, it says Trump routinely cites the 16,000 number, but we can't find where he gets it.
Where does he get it?
The closest they came up with was a piece from September that says the Coast Guard rescued north of 11,000 people in the wake of Hurricane Harvey.
Well, that makes
sense.
But
that ain't 16,000.
But it's north of 11,000. Smart guy.
Well, so is 100 million.
Yeah, right. Why did
you guys rescued 100 million people. Nobody realizes that.
Why did he say 16,000? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
It's bizarre.
He also said he had the biggest
dick,
biggest victory in all of victories for president.
Oh, okay. But he didn't.
Remember that?
Yeah.
After he was elected and what's his name? Peter something.
Peter.
Over at MSNBC.
Yes.
Stood up and said, you've been quoted as saying you had the highest electoral victory. And he says, but George Bush had this, George H.W. Bush had this. And he goes, I'm talking about Republicans. And then he goes, Ronald Reagan had this, George H.W. Bush had this. And he goes, well, I'm just saying the numbers I was told.
God.
But you'll agree it was a significant victory.
Yeah. Was that when he was speaking at the CIA at the
spy memorial? This was press conference right after the inauguration, I think.
What a loon.
He says, that was a big water job, right? It kept coming in and going back.
What the fuck?
Water, big water, ocean water.
Thank you.
I think that there is no brand of any kind. I'm not just talking about a military brand that has gone up more than the Coast Guard.
Okay. Thank you.
I still haven't figured out how people take their boats out into a hurricane.
Why would you need to, dickhead? Do you have a boat you're going to take out there? I haven't figured it out.
I don't know. I mean, they go out on a boat and they think, I guess they're, you know, they've got a wonderful boat. They've had it for years. It can weather anything. I don't know what that means.
What does that mean? Over the years, you've gotten to know what your boat can handle and what it can't handle.
He said, should we leave the media here to do questions or should we tell them to leave?
That's nice. That was great. What a dick.
What an ass bag. So there's a little.
Thank you.
A little nibble, a little taste.
Thank you for indulging me.
I was asking the Air Force guys. I said, how good is this plane? They said, well, sir, you can't see it. I said, yeah, but in a fight, you know, a fight like I watch in the movies. They fight. They're fighting. How good is this?
Ah! I don't even know where to start. Hey, Air Force guys.
President.
Hey, Air Force guys. He says Air Force guys.
I talked to the Air Force
guys. Air Force guys.
It's our fucking president.
Somebody give those Air Force guys a call and ask him how that fucking invisible plane fights. You know, you can't see it. How do you fight it?
Thanks, butthurt white people.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Russia.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The least of us elected him. The least of us. The stupid. The uneducated. The deplorables.
It's Faithless Friday here, everybody, at Crab Diving. Thank you for joining us this lovely Friday. Anytime we do this shit, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. And we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget all the other stuff. No right. K-Voice today. She's on holiday.
Hello. Viva la resistance.
Not dealing with crazy conservative relatives because she's lucky enough to not have any.
Right. You know.
Bunch of libs.
Yeah, hell
also,
yeah.
Also, atheists. Big time atheists.
Water.
I
big
think
water.
Kelly's one of the first people I met that was raised as an atheist.
Oh, yeah. She's got some funny stories. She used to say, like, she'd hang out with her friends and she'd want to go to vacation Bible school or something. Parents would be like, don't do that.
Fuck no.
Why do you want to do that? Right. I love it.
That's it. Well, spoiler alert for the show The Americans, which is fucking awesome, by the way.
Yes.
In, I believe it's the second season. So skip forward right now for 30 seconds if you don't want to hear the spoiler. But, you know, they're Russian spies.
Yeah.
That are here embedded in the United States in the 70s and the 80s. And, but they have a regular American family. That's the whole thing. They have kids and the kids don't know.
Right.
So they keep it from their kids that they're Russian spies.
Oh, cool.
So the kids are just regular obnoxious American teenage assholes. And the one of the main storylines is the daughter hooks up with one of these youth groups starts being like, I wanna read the Bible and I wanna know Jesus. And the mother's what? You are not.
Read the Bible. Read some Henry fucking Miller. Read some Hemingway.
Well, no.
Read anything.
Yeah, I'm all for reading the Bible with someone who's thinking about getting all Jesus-y, but let's read it together and let's dissect it.
Yeah.
And you can look in those first couple of fucking chapters when there's two different versions of the creation story.
Yeah.
It'd be like, well, how do you square this?
You know what? That's a good idea. That's an incentive we should give away to a listener for a price. You know what I mean?
What?
If somebody wants to read the Bible, they get to sit down and read it with you. And you can tell them, like,
why am I the loser here? I do?
Well, I mean, we'll charge. How much? How much you sit down and read the Bible with a listener?
Now we're talking.
How much do you want for that?
No, I'd have to
read
really
the whole fucking Bible with somebody. You read over Skype and you guys can talk about it every night. How much an hour?
Have our book discussion.
$35 an hour.
And the Lord did begat.
That's not a bad idea for Skype sessions with At Vile Experience. Because you've read the Bible, right? I've never read it. I don't know what's
couple
about.
Times, sure.
Here's what I know of the Bible. Jesus, Adam and Eve, rib pops out of Eve or Adam, whichever. Yeah. Bah, 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 bah,
we're kind of doing the Pulp Fiction version, out of order, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Snake, apple.
Yeah.
Isaac cuts a smitage. In half. Yes. Then, you know,
God
blah, blah, blah.
Tries to psych Abraham out by telling him to kill his son. And then at the last second, it's like, psych.
Right. For a religious discussion on Skype with At Vile Experience, we'll do 8 hours for $3,500 per hour price, $350 an hour, blah, 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 blah. Payable in Bitcoin.
Maybe. Well, I'll have my agent call you.
Yeah. That's not a bad deal.
Like I said, it is Faithless Friday.
Boo.
All kinds of Christianity behaving badly.
Yeah, I got a question for God. We were talking about superheroes earlier.
Yeah.
Why do you create Wonder Woman without the ability of flight? What's the point?
Well, honestly. Mysterious ways.
Yeah, mysterious. It's kind of stupid. Why can't Wonder Woman fly? I don't fucking get that.
Well, it's a fictional character to
open
up with.
Absolutely. Right.
So why does everybody get to fly?
Because it's... Because that's the point of being a superhero.
Well, you got to give them some
limitations.
Yeah.
Well, you can't fly. So how do you get places?
Superman's got the kryptonite, which is supposed to be incredibly rare, but for some reason seems to show up in every goddamn movie and every goddamn episode of every Superman cartoon show.
You know, one of my favorite heroes is it's a Marvel guy. And who's the guy who he has a shit ton of guns? Red suit. He's kind of a fuck.
Deadpool.
Deadpool's the best because they really address the fact that he can't fucking fly. Like they really talk about any doesn't have his own car, so he either has to take a cab. He has to take a cab to fucking
to save
the planet.
People.
You know what I mean? I like that.
Well, you know,
it addresses it in a real way.
I've got a story here. This is we've talked about this a lot, and this one personally makes me crazy too. The I'm just having to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh God.
In school and stuff like that.
You obviously hate America and Jesus, okay? Why?
I don't hate America and I'm not even convinced Jesus existed, so I have no hatred.
Right.
Any more than I do for
what?
Harry Potter.
Yeah. I like Harry Potter.
Oh yeah. Okay. Voldemort.
Right. I you know what's really frustrating, though? It's like, to me, I get confused. Like, is every British actor a bad guy in a Harry Potter movie? Like, what British actor did they not use yet? Are they going to run out of them?
Well, but all the characters are good guys, too. Yeah. They're British.
Sean Connery Dumbledore. Is not. Dumbledore. Why is Sean Connery not in Harry Potter?
Because he quit, and he's 177 years old.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And apparently a real asshole.
Yeah.
A real total fucking asshole.
Sean Connery.
I kind of, I mean, I thought Richard Harris, R.I.P.,
yes.
did a good job as Dumbledore
yes.
in the first movie or
well,
two.
They're all great.
Until he snuffed it.
Yeah.
But I really, really wanted Peter O'Toole to be Dumbledore. I thought, even when I read the book, I was like, oh my God, this has to be Peter O'Toole.
Well, couldn't they do that with him, just splice him together in other movies?
Also dead.
Right.
What do you mean, lines from like Lawrence of Arabia sure. or something?
Harry.
Creepy.
Right. Lawrence.
They're coming to that in the new Star Wars movie. Carrie Fisher's in it.
God.
And she's, spoiler alert, no longer with us.
Yes. Sad.
But they CG'd her.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's a little on the creepy side. I don't know if I'm down with CG'ing dead actors, but
yeah.
And in the first one, Grand Moff Tarkin.
Oh yeah. CG'd into
right.
it. And you know the thing is, I don't that person's dead. They don't they don't care. They're mulch, but still, I don't like the idea of somebody just putting me in a movie I don't have any control
well,
over.
Right, who
what
gives
if it sucks?
Yeah, and who gets paid?
Even
the estate,
yeah.
I guess.
I don't know, their kids.
Creepy.
Right.
So this is in New York. This is a story.
Fuck you.
A teacher opened up his mouth
right.
about something he did 10 fucking years ago, and now he's on indefinite leave as an investigation is being done at the school.
Right.
Uniondale High School. This is a teacher named Stephen Solomon.
Right.
Noticed that two students were not standing up during the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay. Who gives a shit?
And then, like a dummy, a month ago on the Facebook...
Yes!
He went and bragged about failing those students.
Oh,
in
my
part
God!
Due to their refusal to what he deemed it should be patriotic.
Aren't educators supposed to be, like, nuanced? Like, okay. Aren't educators supposed to be educated?
Over at Newsday, they spoke to this guy who said that they were already on the verge of failing the course.
Right.
But the pledge controversy did not help their cause. So he's admitting to violating their civil rights.
They should be this guy should be sued. This guy should be fucking fired.
These kids failed themselves, he says. He's taught in the district North Merrick, New York. For 30 years, they had like 63s or 62 less than passing. They did not stand for the pledge. That was part of the component, and it's the teacher's discretion at that point whether they want to pass them or not, he said. No, that can't be part of the component
right.
is the issue. You can't say...
Doesn't...
You can't have taken that into account. If you have discretion to pass them, even if they're close, deciding factor... is violating their civil rights.
That is bullshit.
That is bullshit.
I mean, the discretion, I assume, means that you look at their body of schoolwork.
They tried. They worked
hard.
Yeah. They're just not getting it,
you know,
or whatever.
Not if they stood for the fucking pledge, you dick.
But if a kid doesn't stand for the pledge, who said he doesn't care if these military people live or die, who doesn't respect his peers and is a discipline problem in the classroom, why should I reward this kid?
God, you sound stupid. This teacher sounds stupid. Obviously not woke. One bit!
Discipline and participation can be factors in grading, but controversial political opinions or refusing to stand for the pledge are never acceptable reasons to lower or even threaten to lower students' grades.
Of fucking course!
He has admitted that their stance on the pledge played a role. And that's why he's in Trubs now.
How long ago did he fail these kids?
10 years ago.
So what?
Just now was bragging about it.
So obviously that probably impacted their fucking scholastic career in some negative fucking way.
Possibly. He says, I didn't make them stand. They didn't stand. They sat. I encouraged them to stand. And I said, your standing is just a respect for the country, the flag, and the military people that risked their lives to fight to protect your freedom.
What the fuck?
Over here at Patheos, they say exercising one's right not to stand for the pledge is a way of showing respect for the country, where we have the freedom to not do that shit. It's not North fucking Korea.
Absolutely.
As much as conservatives would like it to be.
And if you think
about it. Shoot them if they don't stand.
I mean, wouldn't that be a teachable moment, though, if you have a class and you're doing the Pledge of Allegiance, two kids don't stand, why not talk about why they may or may not be standing for the pledge?
Well,
put some historical context to it.
And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They don't owe him an explanation as to why they stand or don't. They have the right to not stand. Fuck you,
that's
Mr. Solomon.
That's their choice. That is their fucking choice. As Americans.
Maybe they're tired. It doesn't matter.
To me, it's a good sign. I mean, maybe the kid's thinking politically. Maybe he's like, I don't believe in this.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. We want our kids to think like that, don't we? Or do we want it to be just little robots, just little patriotic,
conservatives want robots. Conservatives want robots. Rules, law, and order.
Fuck you.
Except for the statutory rape laws.
Right.
We'll decide on those.
How much you want to bet this guy would vote for Roy Moore?
Probably Trump. MAGA.
Sure.
The district has suspended him, although with pay.
So
he's on paid vacation.
How does that work?
And they've suspended him from his duties as a union rep.
Right.
But if he doesn't deserve to be in that classroom, if he actually did fail a course.
Yeah.
Because of his hard-on about this, what he thinks is patriotic and what isn't.
God, those kids have an F because of this guy. Right? I mean, maybe they were failing anyway. So fucking what?
Yeah. Not an issue.
They're doing bad in school. Oh, gee, I wonder why. You got teachers like this that don't respect you as a human being.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm sure that plays into it. I'm sure. Don't you think if you take this moment out of their experience with this teacher, it's positive? No. I'm sure he was a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from this.
He's probably an ass bag, yeah. We've got a... you put the story up on the Facebook and everything on the on our social medias, and it's just so saddening.
Is this the Billy Baldwin story?
No, this is the guy that is going to launch a rocket to prove that the Earth is flat.
I hope he doesn't have family. He's going to get in the rocket too, right?
He's already done one and got hurt. Mike Hughes, a quote self-taught rocket scientist, also they say here known as a limo driver who has a lot of time in his hands
and known as Mad Mike,
is planning to launch himself over a town in California on Saturday, so tomorrow. So we'll have the story of possibly a Darwin Award winner.
Oh yes. Are we going to do an emergency live show to cover this dickhead or no?
He's going to be flying his homemade rocket that says Research Flat Earth on the side of it.
Okay. Well, hey, at least we'll know what rocket to look for, you know, that's sunk in the water or what the fuck ever.
He says if it's successful, the trip should demonstrate that he'll be able to demonstrate if it's curved.
So, like, why does he think... Okay.
He's hoping that he can eventually build a rocket powerful enough to get him into space so he can prove it and take a photo of the of flat Earth, proving NASA and all the evil, giant, global, international conspiracy. Why and how would the entire scientific community of the entire fucking Earth...
Right.
Why would they lie about a... or be Earth.
Let's say they are lying.
Why?
But let's say they are. Let's say they are. And this genius, sure. Mad Mike, that's what he calls himself, is going to blow it wide open. He's going to be the first guy to bust this huge conspiracy.
Yeah.
This idiot. He's going to be the first guy to figure it out. I mean, that's your mental illness right there. I mean, that's crazy. Does he have a family? He's going to go up in this rocket and fucking die. And he'd be like, how'd your dad pass away? I was trying to prove the earth was fucking flat. What?
Ugh. Says it right here. I don't believe in science, he says.
You're in a rocket, though. You're in a rocket that's going to be propelled into the sky with properties from motherfucking science involved.
I know about aerodynamics and fluid dynamics and how things move through the air, about the certain size of rocket nozzles and thrust and stuff, but that's not science. That's just a formula.
Which is science.
Well, right.
How can somebody have a strong understanding of aerodynamics, but also be so fucking dumb?
Well, and you don't get a vote.
What do you mean?
In science.
You don't get a vote.
Right.
It's absolutes, right?
Well, that's what you strive for. And until you have
that's what he's doing.
The explanation. Yeah, but we got the explanation.
Yeah, but it's a conspiracy theory, dude.
Several thousand years ago, they fucking figured this out when a boat came over the horizon. You could only see the mast at first. And people were like, that looks like they may be descending when they go away.
Grow up. They're lying. They're lying to you. What are you going to get woke? What are you, a globalist?
It just makes me so sad that there's anybody on this earth that is that dumb.
Why is he launching the rocket over a city, though? That seems dangerous.
Well, if I lived in that town, I might.
I'd have a problem with that.
To put that to a vote.
Yeah, I got to go in the basement because this dickhead's
fucking idiot. Yeah, got some moron smashed into my roof.
So I just want to play this out for him. So he's launching up in this rocket. He's going to take a picture of the Earth. He's going to bring the photo back down. He's going to go by. You know what, guys? See, I was right. Uh-huh. And NASA's going to be like, oh, shit, Mike, good point. Fuck me, we got to change everything.
He did an interview with a flat earth group.
Yeah. God.
Says that he's going to shut the door on this ball earth conspiracy.
Ball earth conspiracy, that's what they call it.
Theories also discussed in the interview included NASA is controlled by round earth Freemasons.
Wow. Is that true? Is that true? I didn't know that. What does that mean? A round earth Freemason?
They're for some reason, the Freemasons are the ones behind the conspiracy.
What are the Freemasons? What is their thing? They're just weird as shit.
Well, you know, the Freemasons I've known get together and drink.
Yeah, and talk about how the earth is flat.
No.
No, no, no. They're round earth Freemasons.
They get together and drink.
Right. They don't talk about the curvature.
And then
they
go out and, you know, have some kind of charity event.
When do they fire up their rockets?
I don't know. I want to go to that Freemason castle in Mobile, though. We've been by it a bunch of times. I do want to go in there and see what that shit looks like.
They have the largest miniature indoor model train on the motherfucking planet.
Of that gauge, yes.
With that gauge. What the fuck? It's not even a record.
Hughes had promised the flat earth community that he would expose the conspiracy with his steam-powered rocket, which he's going to launch from a heavily modified mobile home.
Expose my steam rocket from a mobile home? He's a joke.
And he's already had a test flight that he was injured and hospitalized and had to recover from.
I'm going to try again. He's like one of these idiots that go surfing and a shark chews off their fucking leg. And be like, I can't wait to get back in the fucking water.
I mean, and just shame on the conspiracy theorists that put forth this shit. Because at some level,
they got to know.
Somebody knows they're just lying and bullshitting these morons and taking advantage of people.
What are you
like
talking about? Do you think these people know in their hearts that the earth is round? Why are they doing this? For attention?
I think somebody at some of the levels, yeah.
Then he's doing it for attention. Then this Mad Mike needs help. He needs some Prozac.
It's like, who's that football player we were watching on Hard Knocks refuses to believe in dinosaurs?
Yeah.
They didn't exist. And they even take him to the La Brea Tar Pits where a paleontologist tries to educate him and an archaeologist try to educate him on this is what we know. And they're like, look at these dinosaur eggs. And he's like, that is a rock. That's a round rock. And they're like, well, but it's a perfectly preserved dinosaur egg. No, that's a rock.
But, you know, like that's sort of.
And they said, what will it take? What evidence will it take? And he said, you can't.
Well,
You can't.
He's made a career out of getting hit in the head over and over again.
Right. I think they need to check him for
by fellow superhumans. CTE. You know what I mean? Huge guys hit him in the head constantly. It's a rock to him. What's up?
Sounds like some fireworks going off here in.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
In outside the studio.
We like to blow shit up in Florida because fuck it. Maybe that's Mad Mike launching
and
getting a look at the curvature of the fucking earth.
And I don't know if this is good news or if it's just another sign of just how just obnoxious religion is.
Suck my dick.
And I guess we can empathize a little bit with our friends across the pond because this is
what?
This is religious ass baggery. The other day we played a clip of that lunatic down in Australia.
Oh,
who's
God.
Virulently anti-gay marriage. But now that because it looks like it's happening, he's like, well, I don't have time for that when there's crocodiles eating people every 3 weeks up in North Queensland. And there's just not. We talked about that on yesterday's show, listen, which is gone for the ether.
Right. God damn it. You know, and I hate this homophobic dude. I do. But he is right. There aren't.
He said every 3 months someone is torn apart up in Queensland. And they're like, not really.
If it's me.
There's been 11. I remember the number. Yeah. 11 fatal attacks in the last like 20 years. How does that add up to one every 3 months?
But if I'm getting torn apart by a crocodile and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, God, I'm dying. This crocodile's killing me. He's like, hey, by the way, this is weird. It's only happened 11 times in the last decade. I'm going to be like,
12.
Fuck you. This sucks.
Just weird that he equates. He equates the equality of LGBT people with murderous reptiles.
Yeah, he's. I think he's fucked in the head.
Well, he's an evangelical.
Yeah, he's fucked in the head, man.
By definition. So this
Jesus.
This is apparently a tiny wee little island.
Ooh.
Off the western coast of Scotland.
Nine!
Freedom! The Isle of Lewis.
Oh, Lewis? That's goddamn. Imagine you get to name an island. You're going to name it Lewis?
I want to name it Lewis!
Hello. Welcome to Lewis.
Earlier this month, Leona Rawlinson.
Jolly good.
Is the owner of a shop called Tweedtastic. I believe it's.
Make tweed things. Well,
there's a lot of tweed shit in there. It's a lot of sweaters and things.
Do you like tweed? Yes or no? Are you into tweed?
Yeah, I
wouldn't mind a tweed jacket. That'd be cool.
I think I have a tweed jacket.
I look like Sherlock Holmes in a tweed.
I think I have a tweed jacket in there. But
you wore tweed.
I don't
go
anywhere that I wear shit like that. So.
Yeah.
But deep in the closet, I believe there's. I have a tweed jacket.
Deep. Kate, go find that right
Come
now.
Come out. They received a strange package in the post.
Strange package.
And it's a letter.
Yes.
Along with a Bible.
Okay.
From Dan McPhail, who is.
McPhail?
This P-H-A-I-L.
What a shitty fucking name.
Secretary.
Hello.
Of the Day One Lord's Day Observance Society.
What do they do? Wave snakes in the fucking air?
There's like a. I forget where the story is, but there's a term for them.
They got nutballs.
Like Sabbatists or Sabbatism or something. It's. They've got hard-ons for the Sabbath, and they get pissed off if anybody tries to open a business.
On the Sabbath.
On Sunday.
Oh, God, guys.
Now, the tradition, I guess these have, you know, been Bible-banging little islands.
Right.
For centuries,
yes.
And they've just never had shit open on Sundays. But every once in a while, something's starting to open on Sunday now, and Tweedtastic was opened by Leona Rawlinson and her partner.
Yeah, and if you work and you have the weekend off and all of a sudden there's not shit to do on Sunday because nothing's open, that sucks, man. That fucking sucks.
And it's one of these letters like, it opens with,
The purpose of our letter is certainly not to intimidate you into closing on Sunday.
Okay. Oh.
But it is a sincere and humble request that you consider closing the shop on the Lord's Day.
Freedom!
We're concerned for the spiritual and eternal as well as temporal consequences of such actions of Sunday opening.
Get in me belly!
And do not believe that lasting blessing or profit will follow. So,
fuck like, you!
We're not threatening you.
But
we're threatening you with hellfire and damnation if you stay open on Sunday.
They're threatening that these people, if they stay open on Sunday, when they die, they will in fact roast in hell forever and ever.
Oh, and no profits. And your store is going to close. And you're going to get warts on your dick.
All these religious people, fuck off. Quit telling it. People are going to burn in hell because it just doesn't exist. They're not going to burn in hell. There is no hell.
But over there, you know, they're not as they don't allow their religions to stab you in the taint as much as we do here and get away with it. And they've got councils and to make sure that churches are staying in line.
Mike Pence is like, who's stabbing who in the taint? Color me there.
So this organization may be in trouble for intimidation.
Oh, yeah. Damn, they should be.
Indeed, we are aware of many Christians expressing disappointment that such an interesting shop as Tweedtastic is trading on Sundays, and that solely because of this, they are refusing to give of their patronage. So they're like, we're not threatening you with a boycott or anything, but all the Christians are saying they're not going to get here, fucking shop.
It's a good day to die!
I just wanted to do this story so I could yell in the Scottish accent.
Oh, I love it. I think it's great.
We're not trying to intimidate you, but seriously, close your damn shop. Yeah. That's what Pathos writes here. We're not trying to intimidate you, but you better close that shop.
That sucks.
Well, now it's backfired.
What if I want to buy Tweed on a Sunday and I live on this Lewis Island?
Because she also... said she said she doesn't open her shop to stick it to the Christians. They're doing it because, you know, people come into the shop on Sundays and buy shit.
So everything in her stock, she sells Tweed items, right?
Right.
That's crazy. I mean, it's not.
She's also not a Christian.
Oh, okay. All right. She doesn't talk to things in the sky.
And is under, this is great over at Pathos. She's not a Christian, so she's under no obligation to close the store just because a bunch of Bible thumpers want her to act like Chick-fil-A.
Ah, there you go. There you fucking go. And you're on an island in the middle of fucking nowhere, Lewis Island. How many fucking businesses can there be?
But
let it be open on Sunday. I'll give you something to do.
Listen to these loving Christians. In August,
yes,
Ms. Rawlinson was approached by a man who came into the shop one Sunday to express his views on the shop's business hours and to distribute leaflets. He comes into your business and is handing out pamphlets that say, this should be closed today because of the Lord.
I don't care what kind of weird ass fucked up relationship you have with Sky God. What is this place called? Tweed Wonderland being open on Sunday doesn't affect your spirituality in the fucking least. It's a tweed shop. How often do you go to the tweed shop, you fucking Christians? They sell tweed.
Well, and why not stop by at the tweed shop on the way home from church on Sunday?
Yeah.
There you go.
Get
buy a
hat. A
lovely sweater.
Get a hat, you fucking dickheads, or a sweater.
Get a tweed beer koozie.
How the fuck do you're an entrepreneur and you're like, what do we need? What market can we exploit on the island of Lewis? You know what hasn't been tapped? There's a huge demand for tweed. How do they stay in business? Do you have, when was the last time you're like, I need some tweed pants?
A tweed emergency.
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't had a tweed 911 in a bit.
So she reported that to the police. She felt intimidated. This asshole starts coming into her shop.
Leaflets!
In another incident, look at this. Another Sunday, a woman entered her shop and started shouting.
Oh, God. Christians behaving badly. That's what Faithless Friday's about, right?
But magnanimous as can be, Ms. Rawlinson said, well, it's important to say that this does not represent the majority of Christians, just one or two extremists.
And she's selling tweed. You don't think these fucking Christians could just step off her fucking Scottish dick for a second? Leave me the fuck alone. I'm selling vests.
The backlash, though, has taken a life of its own. It's now, they put it on the Western Isles Secular Society page.
Oh, shit,
on
guys.
Facebook.
Wow.
Her partner, Martin, says, lots of lovely people have called into the shop to offer support.
No, that's nice.
The resounding message over and over again has been that this is not about religion. It's about controlling behavior. Mm. A tiny, sanctimonious minority that professes to speak for the island, but in reality only speaks for its own narrow, fundamentalist interpretation of Christianity.
Right. Yes. Damn. Well said. Well, motherfucking said, guys.
But I was reading, it's not in this story. I wandered over to that Facebook page for the secular Western Isles Secular Society.
Yes.
I might have liked it too, as crab, the crab diving page.
Good job.
Western Scotland Secular Society.
Jolly good.
It turns out they were also miraculously, like a week later, visited by, I forget what it is, but it's some business inspector.
Oh my!
Showed up to check their business. So now they're filing, and they said the people were lovely. They showed up, and there were no problems. But
yeah,
they seemed apologetic to be there,
right?
But they have to respond to complaints. So now they're filing their equivalent of Freedom of Information Act, whatever they call it over there in Scotland, to see who complained and what the complaints were.
You know, with these nutball Jesus fucks, you know it was them. I mean,
yeah.
And
so they're trying to go after.
Good for them.
They got another letter that they've shared on Facebook.
Right.
Some asshole in Glasgow who was saying, well, maybe I should mostly close on Sunday. You know, it's like he's some Christian who's trying to say, well, for tradition, you should just.
For tradition, I should give up 1/7 of my profits from the fucking week. Maybe Sunday's a good day for these tweed fuckers. Who knows?
Right.
What is their store? What is the tweed store called? We should.
Tweedtastic.
Listen, find Tweedtastic. Maybe they have an e-commerce site. Go buy your tweed from these
buy
guys.
Buy shit from them.
They're fighting the good fight. I'm getting my tweed from Tweedtastic.
And it's really just backfired for these moron Christians because it's flying all over the UK now. It was in I think it was in the Daily Mail, and the Independent did a story all pretty much in support of these people who are like, look, we just want to open on Sundays.
Yeah,
we're not going to let these religious idiots.
What's your fucking problem?
Force us to close.
Yeah.
But let's think about it.
It's bananas.
You don't think the Chick-fil-A people got in charge in this country that they wouldn't say, well, you know, I think we should make that a law.
Well, the blue laws.
You should. Right.
The blue laws in Georgia used to exist where no business was open and you couldn't buy shit on Sunday.
And some places still have them, inexplicably.
Oh, my God.
Still have laws like that.
We're archaic.
Wasn't there just recently an election where there's a referendum and a state was like, well, now we're going to start. Was it Indiana? Maybe we're going to start selling booze on Sundays. And I was like, wait a minute. What?
Why the fuck are we?
What century is this that you're not allowed to sell booze on a Sunday?
And it's the fucking weekend. How fucked up is that? You work all week. Maybe you want to get wasted on Sunday because it's your day off. And, you know, you're a free person. I'm going to buy some booze. I can't in Indiana because these religious dick bags, they don't want booze sold on the fucking Sabbath.
Yeah.
I got to go to church and hang out with all these Jesus people and not get fucked up afterwards. Eat my dick, please.
Well, this one's crazy.
Yes.
And this one hits home.
Ooh.
Literally.
Yes.
Because this is an update, Ryan, on the big fucking cross.
Oh, my God.
In Bayview Park here in Pensacola, Florida.
Crab diving motherfucking follow-up.
For more than a couple of years, secularists, insane people have been fighting to get this monstrosity taken out of a public park.
It's a public motherfucking park, guys.
And finally got a victory in June when a U.S. district court declared it unconstitutional, said it should come down in a month, of course.
Yay.
The squealy little Christo piggies said, no, we're going to appeal, but yeah. Jesus.
All these people that purport to really give a shit, they don't fucking care.
No, it's control.
Again. Oh, yeah.
It's like we talked about yesterday, which is gone.
Right.
So you won't be able to listen to it, so we'll talk about it again. When your brother Jason sent a picture of a bumper sticker,
right,
that was in a parking lot here in Pensacola, and it said "Remember Benghazi" with four photographs of the four people who lost their lives in Benghazi, for one purpose only, and we know it. Fuck you, liberals. Fuck you, Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
That is not a. Oh my God! We should honor the dead of Benghazi
because
that was the case. Why aren't there stickers honoring the dead in Beirut where we lost the people who got blown up there?
That moment, memory. They're perverting it.
It's a fuck you, and we're
it's
on
heinous.
To you.
It's really fucking heinous. It's using the deaths of those soldiers to further their fucking cause. It's insane.
So they were trying to figure out ways here, you know, the can we sell the land under it and shit like that? And I don't know that they can actually do that.
Right.
But now they're... The idiots are even claiming that this is a work of God, Ryan.
The ruling?
Because there's a potential problem now.
Yes.
That even if all of the, if the cross, if they lose and tomorrow,
right.
And the cross, say they say, take it down.
Yes.
They may not be able to.
Oh, shit.
Because they have discovered... Near the base of this giant cross,
the base,
a burrow for a gopher tortoise, which is a threatened species of tortoise.
Oh, shit.
So the Christians and the conservatives, who tend to not give a fuck about conservation,
all of a sudden,
and say, why can't we mow down that forest because of some little squirrels or shit?
Well, why?
Now they're deciding they're conservationists.
Yes.
And the Lord is intervening by digging a tortoise hole.
Right.
Near the base of the cross. And they don't want to upset the tortoise, the rare tortoise.
Can't we leave the cross there and change it to something cool?
Well,
like
that would be my vote is let's.
Yeah. What would you do with it?
Design it.
Because my thought would be like if just take the fucking thing down. It's right next to the water. Drop it in the water and you turn it into some reef and people can scuba dive and look at all the fucking fish on it.
Go.
That's
an
not
actual
a bad
purpose.
That's a good idea.
The species is considered threatened. You can't just destroy its habitats, which means if the atheists ultimately win, the local officials will have another excuse for not taking it down.
Which that doesn't bother me. I like turtles.
Many of the people are calling it divine intervention.
Well, of course. You know why? Because they're dumbasses. They're just fucking idiot soft brain loons.
Boo. It may not even be that close because the guy, David Suhor, who's the one of the people suing to take it down, says it's not under the cross. It's under the stage near the cross.
Oh, well, then fuck off and move the fucking cross.
But Vernon Stewart of the city of Pensacola is saying it is an issue. Because state officials require a permit if a burrow is in the vicinity.
In the vicinity? Well, then get a permit, dickhead.
If the gopher tortoise is within 25 feet of the construction site, it has to be taken a closer look like. It looks like it is within 25 feet, and it is an issue.
Okay. Well, what I would do is, have you ever seen a traffic cone? You know what that is? Get like four of those orange traffic cones, and you denote where the goddamn burrow for this fucking turtle is. And you move the cross, and you be sure to not walk on the turtle. Does that not make sense?
Another excuse for the Christians to climb up on their own crosses.
Oh, yes, please.
Claim persecution.
I'm crucifying myself.
Right.
I'm a martyr. Look at me. I'm a narcissist.
Kindly tell me how a 60-foot cross in a public park is not a government endorsement of religiosity over non-religiosity.
I mean, it's a 60-foot cross. It's the same thing with these fucking Ten Commandments. It's not like it's always it's a little Ten Commandments in the fucking courthouses. They're described as slabs of concrete. Why are they so big? Why? I mean, what's the point? Why do you make your fucking bullshit so huge and hard to move? Why is the cross 60 feet? Why? What's the fucking... What do you get out of that? What's the entertainment value?
It is crazy.
I look at that big-ass cross. I'm like, oh, how cool. Look, it's a big fucking medieval Bronze Age. Sorry, torture device. Who in the fuck would you crucify on that anyway? Who's that big? The Jolly Green Giant?
We've got only a few more minutes left here on the big show this Friday.
Oh, shit.
I wanted to get a couple other things in real quick. Good timing in getting the hell out of California for crab diving.
Right.
Because...
Earthquake?
Apparently the Earth... over the past several millennia,
right,
experiences periods of speeding up and slowing down a little bit. Now, nobody would notice it. It's like milliseconds.
Even if it's flat?
No.
Okay.
But
well, okay.
It is enough, however,
right,
that they have plotted that in times of when the Earth is in a slow period.
Okay. We're in a slow period now, right?
That, I mean... massive earthquakes greater than 7 or more on the Richter scale happen with much greater frequency.
Oh, fuck this.
In an average year, we get a little over a dozen of these around the world, but in years where the Earth's rotation has slowed, that number spikes to as high as 30.
Listen.
In 2018, the Earth is expected to reach its slowest rotational speed before picking up pace once more, which could spell doom for earthquake-prone regions.
Hey, all you shitbag comic fucknuts in L.A. that made fun of me for moving to Florida, listen, you're right. I'm an idiot. Who cares? Stay there. Wait to be famous. In the meantime, you're going to get swallowed up by the Earth.
So some scientists are saying we could see some stronger earthquakes next year.
Name me a worse place to be in a fucking natural disaster than Hollywood.
No,
you're fucked.
Yeah, everybody's real.
Nobody's gonna help you because they can't.
A lot of SUVs though that
oh, yeah,
nobody knows how to use. The only off-road has been when they park in the parking lot at Neiman Marcus instead of on the street.
I punch up shitty scripts for a living. I'm sorry, I don't have the wherewithal or the knowledge to help you out of that crevasse. I'm useless. That's right, it. That's right. The story.
It's too hot. My silicone ass implants will explode.
My titties melted. I can't save you.
So there you go. We may have gotten out at the right time.
Oh, God.
At least with the hurricanes, we know they're coming here.
Yeah, yeah. That right.
Right?
Right. No, I agree.
Not so much with the whole
earthquake. The earthquake thing. Fuck that shit, man. I'm so glad. Oh, God. Ugh. Massive earthquakes.
Yeah. Scary.
Walking around with a latte, trying to avoid a crevasse opening up.
Do you remember the name Danica?
Danica Rome?
Rome?
Absolutely.
Who is the new, one of the new delegates in Virginia who beat megalithic ass bag and Christo fascist, anti-LGBT, self-proclaimed homophobe.
So long, dick face. Have a ball.
Yesterday we talked about how the assholes of Virginia legislature, if the Republicans end up winning all the results of these contested elections and they retain the majority in the House there, that they are going to change the rules that they've had forever to no longer refer to each other as the gentlewoman and gentleman.
Yes.
But they will now just refer to each other as delegate, and they're trying to portray it as they're moving with the times, but they're butt hurt because they don't want to call a trans person by their new identity.
They don't
want to
call Danica gentlewoman.
Right.
That is deplorable. That is bullshit. And so disrespectful.
There was an interview of the new delegate, the gentlewoman.
Yes.
From a blood red district. Who ended up unseating a real profound ass bag.
Yes.
And she, now I can't find the goddamn story.
You're referring to Danica, right? She?
Yes.
Now, does it hurt you? Does it hurt you? Does it bother your soul? Do you think God hears you saying she as referring to Danica? And God's like, well, that vile experience, you're going to roast in fiery dick hell eternity. Please fuck off.
I'm sure I'm getting another pitchfork tweak to my taint. When
everybody's so simple
for that one.
Yes. Ooh. Mike Pence is like me next.
But Danica Rome was interviewed and basically said that she realized that I can't find the story, but she said, I remember what she said, that she was inspired to run.
Yes.
By Donald Trump. Because if the United States could elect the pussy grabber in chief, a confessed serial sexual harasser,
right,
et cetera, she said, I've got nothing remotely that bad in my closet, in my past. And she said, if the worst thing they could come at me is my gender, well, that's fine.
Right.
So the horribleness and the awfulness of the election of our president gave her hope that having very little skeletons in her closet.
Yeah.
If the worst they were going to come at her for is the fact that she is undergoing gender reassignment or underwent gender reassignment.
Yeah. And, you know, if you think about it, like, I have no idea what it's like to go through that. But it's a commitment, right? It's a commitment. You obviously believe you should be the other gender.
You are the...
And I assume
you feel the other gender.
It involves some sort of soul searching. Not that we have souls or anything like that. But, you know who you are.
Right.
You know who the fuck you are. That, to me, is somebody I would want in a leader. She knows who the fuck she is. She knows what she stands for. I believe that.
I said, there's nothing in my background even close to that. So, yeah, go run. What are they going to hit me on? My gender? Okay, they did.
Then what?
That's what she says. That's
hell
it.
Yeah.
We got to go. I do want to end on one little tiny, tiny bit of good news. It's always hard. For here.
Yes.
This is out of Michigan, which, you know, lots of issues in Michigan with the heinous, murderous Republican regime there.
Yeah,
poisoning
Flint,
kids.
Flint water.
Well, they've done the impossible almost. An all-volunteer group of activists has defied the odds, collecting hundreds of thousands of voter signatures for a 2018 initiative to overhaul redistricting in Michigan, and they spent not one dime on getting signatures.
Bam!
It's rare in state politics to get these kind of support without hiring people to go out and collect signatures. But the grassroots for voters, not politicians, has inspired enough people
out,
and they got 400,000 signatures already.
Oh, my God.
They need 315,000.
Oh, shit. That's great.
So they may end up putting it on a ballot initiative, and they may be able to rescue Michigan a little bit from the horrific, heinous Republican gerrymandering that's taking place there.
That's awesome.
We got to go. Thanks for joining us. We got to go quickly. Ryan, check out his comedy. Go see him. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on Twitter, Instagram. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a wonderful weekend. We're back doing more of this shit next week, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
I got a life force. I like to fight, too.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @CrabDiving.